I want to launch our new Faith and Family Radio with a new teaching series that I'm doing. And this is going to be entitled Transformative Parenting. Basically, this is parenting of the heart, of a child's heart, where they're transformed from the inside out. And so when we talk about transformative parenting, we're talking about the spiritual formation of your child's heart in an age of apostasy. I could do a whole show today on just the changes in our culture that are highly disturbing, just in the year sabbatical I've had away from Catholic radio, and yet the seriousness of what parents of children and youth face today is just sky high. It couldn't be much higher. But we're going to go to the very root of what we need to do to form children to stand up to, resist, and in fact evangelize our contemporary culture. Now, what I'm going to be recommending isn't going to be real easy to grasp. I'm not recommending a minor tweak in parish religious formation or the addition of a few insightful practical parenting tips that will make child rearing go just a little bit smoother. No, that's not what I'm doing at all. What I'll be advocating in light of our utterly serious cultural situation is a mega transformation of the home and spiritual formation of children. It was on the walk on the Emmaus Road, after Jesus had been risen from the dead, the disciples walking with him, their heads were full of religious information. Their minds were full of Old Testament scriptural facts. In other words, their formation was information. And yet, they were staring the Messiah in the face, talking to him, walking with him, and they completely missed him. They didn't get it. And Jesus put his finger on the problem. He said in Luke 24 and verse 25, "O foolish men and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken." And then in a moment of grace, and grace is the key to parenting, you might think it's all up to you, and actually you might just get yourself just messing everything up because there's a big part for God in this. Jesus opened their hearts. And as a result, a few verses later in Luke 24 and verse 32, they declare, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" You want to keep your kids from washing out when they go off to college? You want to keep your teens from religious apathy? It's heartburn. In other words, religious formation has to go beyond the mind. Does your child's catechist recognize that understanding for a child or an adult, understanding who Jesus is? Now, remember, the demons recognize Jesus, and James says the demons believe in one God. Okay, we want a little bit more than that for our children. We want our children to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus. We want them to be lifelong disciples, not dropouts. And to do that, we need to prevent a heart that grows dull. Here's Pope Benedict XVI again. This was in 2008. Listen, quote, "Christianity is not a new philosophy. We are only Christians if we encounter Christ. Only in this personal relationship with Christ, only in this encounter with the risen one, do we truly become Christians." Some people might say, no, wait, that sounds a little bit like Billy or Franklin Graham or some Protestant evangelist. And isn't this something creeping in from your evangelical background? Well, evangelicals do have a lot to say about a personal relationship with Christ, but so do the popes. Are we going to listen to them? because this is what will anchor a child in Christ in today's world. Go to, just make a count, say 10 or 12 folks you know, and then ask them, do you have a personal relationship with Christ? And if they kind of hesitate and say, I'm not sure, I don't think so, well, okay. But if they say yes and maybe briefly describe it, then you want to simply ask, well, where, how, and who? And you'll see some common themes start to develop, and they're generally not classroom themes. Figure out what those things are. That's what you want to do to bring children and adults, in fact, to this personal encounter with Christ. It does mean that we have to kind of make a change from the classroom-only setting that targets the mind and leaves the heart untouched. I want to take you up into the Sierras to a church camp that I was responsible for leading for, I think it was around 100 young people from about 6:30 in the morning to about 9:30 at night. But in addition, I was assigned a cabin of highly troubled boys. These boys were seeing psychologists and psychiatrists. They were on medications in order to try to control their behavior. Very serious situations. And one of the things I decided to do with, well, basically the whole camp, but I basically took the most troubled kids in this camp, and I made them my special crew as we set out to literally build a bridge across a ravine. And this wasn't a kiddie ravine. The ravine was deep enough that if our bridge failed, you'd probably break a bone or two. And so this was the real deal. I'd been a Boy Scout, so I knew how to use a hatchet, and we basically cut probably 100 or 200 logs into certain lengths. And being a scout and a sailing advocate, I knew my knots, so I taught them how to lash. And we built a rope bridge, just the kind that you see in the movies going over a ravine, you know, with the logs and the two rope handles and all that. We worked and sweated, and both myself and these boys, remember, they thought the answer with all these drugs and psychologists and psychiatrists and all this to try to control, and they weren't controlling these boys. They just had to basically drug them into kind of a zombie-like state. So anyhow, we were working to the point that our hands were filled with blisters and everything else. And I had promised them, we had a lot of disobedience at the beginning of the week, and I promised them that if they cleaned up their act and kept the cabin clean at the end of the week, that night, I would bring them all the chocolate that these boys could possibly eat. And when I went in, actually before I went in, I decided that, you know, these boys just had a horrible future ahead of them. And I asked God, I said, Lord, I am so tired right now, and I don't know what in the world to give these boys, but I just ask you to shower your blessings on them. And I came in, they were asleep, I woke them up. Before I gave them the chocolate, I started sharing with them that God loved them, and that John 3:16, when it says, for God so loved the world, it's really talking about God the Father that gave his son. He loved people that much that he gave his son. And then I started talking about Abraham, who was a picture of God the Father, when he was willing to give his beloved son Isaac on behalf of people. And just about then, one of the boys, one of the troubled boys, started heaving and breathing deeply. And you know, I thought it was some kind of physical thing going wacko with this boy. And he just started breathing heavily and saying, God loves me. God really loves me. And tears flowing down his face. This is like a 9, 10-year-old boy who's, you know, highly troubled kid and everything else. He had a sense that God loved him, and it just spread to these other boys. Here's what you want to take home from this broadcast. I built a bridge, a literal physical bridge, through sweat and blisters with these boys. And it's this. The faith you convey to anyone is no stronger than the relationship you have with them.
Faith and Family is a radio outreach of Family Life Center International. Family Life Center International's mission is to strengthen family life in the modern world by focusing on three main areas: faith, family life, and fatherhood. We invite you to visit the Family Life Center's online home at familylifecenter.net. There you'll find articles and resources on faith and family topics, whether it's strengthening your Catholic marriage, building the Catholic family, tackling the terrible twos, passing on the faith, or parenting teens. You'll find the practical help that you need on our website. And when you visit familylifecenter.net, be sure to click on our free resources link right there on our homepage to sign up for any of our free services, such as Steve Wood's monthly newsletter for Catholic fathers, information on how you can become a member of the Family Life Center's Family Life team, and so much more. Visit us online today at familylifecenter.net. The Family Life Center International, because the future of the world and of the church passes through the family.